Hey, yeah, my name is Joe, and I'm with Opinion Research. It's a national public opinion firm, and we're talking with people in your area and would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. Now, before we begin, can you please confirm that you're not driving and that you're in a place where you can talk safely?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, is this Xochitl Castillo?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Now, are you which state do you currently live in, Xochitl?
I live in California.
Thank you. Now, first, do you live in the city of Stockton or outside the city of Stockton?
I live in Stockton.
Within Stockton?
Yes.
Okay. Now, what is your the zip code where you live in, Xochitl?
952-09.
Thank you. Now, are you or anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station for a political party or by a candidate for a political office?
No.
Okay. Now, are you or any member of your household a teacher, an employee of a school, college, or university, or a member of a teacher's union or teacher's association?
No.
No. Okay. Now, what year were you born in? Just the year.
2003.
It'll be just a few minutes here. Now, which one of the following describes you? A man, a woman, or you identify yourself in some other way?
I'm non-binary.
Okay, so I can select that you identify yourself in some other way?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, to ensure that we have a representative sample, are you from a Hispanic or Latino or Spanish-speaking background?
No.
No? Okay. Now, for statistical purposes only, what is your main ethnic or racial heritage? Caucasian white, African-American or black, Hispanic or Latino-American, Asian-American? Does any of that? I can read them again if you like. Remember. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I would have to say that it would be closer to Mexican. I'm indigenous American, so.
Okay. Okay, so Caucasian or white, no. African American or black, Hispanic or Latino American, Asian American. So it'll be like other?
Yeah.
Okay. No, but if you had to choose from one of these, which one would you choose?
Probably Hispanic heritage.
Okay. And what is the last grade that you completed in school?
I'm in college currently. First year.
First year in college? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so I got it here. How many children, if any, do you have in your household who are 18 or younger, for whom you are the parent or guardian?
None.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you a list of various public officials and organizations. Please tell me as I read each one if your opinion of it is very unfavorable, somewhat unfavorable, somewhat favorable, or very favorable. If I name one you don't know too much about, just tell me and we'll go on to the next one. Now, the first one is teachers' unions. Is that very unfavorable, somewhat unfavorable, somewhat favorable, very favorable, or never heard of?
Never heard of.
Okay. Now, Mayor Kevin Lincoln. Very unfavorable, somewhat favorable, very favorable, never heard of.
I don't know much about him, so never heard of.
Okay, that's fine. Interim Superintendent Tracy E. Miller. very unfavorable, somewhat unfavorable, somewhat favorable, very favorable, never heard of.
You're going to get a lot of this, but never heard of.
No, that's okay. That's okay. Now, I'm going to read you a list of various educational institutions. Please tell me as I read each one if your opinion of it is very unfavorable, somewhat favorable, or very favorable. If I name one you don't know too much about, just tell me, and we'll go on to the next one. So the first one is Magnet Schools in Stockton. You consider that very unfavorable, somewhat favorable, very favorable, or never heard of?
Could you say the name again?
Yeah, Magnet Schools in Stockton.
Never heard of.
Never heard of? Okay. Public Charter Schools in Stockton. Very unfavorable, somewhat unfavorable, somewhat favorable, very unfavorable, never heard of.
Never heard of.
Okay. Private and parochial schools in Stockton. Very unfavorable, somewhat unfavorable, somewhat favorable, very favorable, never heard of.
Never heard of.
Okay. Traditional public schools in Stockton. Very unfavorable, somewhat favorable, very favorable, and never heard of.
I would have to say somewhat unfavorable.
Okay, somewhat unfavorable. Got it. Now, thank you. We got a few more questions here. I really appreciate you helping me out with this, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Now, would you say public education in Stockton is headed in the right direction, or is public education in Stockton on the wrong track?
That depends, because some of them look as good, but that depends. I would have to say that it's going pretty good, I guess.
Okay, so you think the options are the right direction or the wrong track?
The right direction.
Okay. Now, how important do you think it is that all parents have the ability to choose a school that best meets their child's needs?
I think it's very important.
Very important. Okay. Do you think the local public schools in Stockton need to change? Not at all? A little? Some? Or a lot?
Some.
Some? Okay. From what you know or have heard, do you oppose or favor increasing the number of public charter schools here in Stockton?
I'm totally for increasing it.
So you strongly see the options are strongly opposed, somewhat favor, or strongly favor?
Strongly favor.
Okay, thank you. That's what I selected for you. Now, over the past year, has your opinion of traditional public school become less favorable, more favorable, or has it not changed one way or the other?
It really hasn't changed one way or another.
Okay. If a candidate running for office supported increasing the number of public charter schools in Stockton, would you be more or less likely to vote for them, or would it have no effect on your vote?
It would make me more likely.
Okay. It would make you more likely to vote for them?
Yes.
Okay. Now, local elections. Many people we have spoken with say they only vote for a candidate for president, governor, Congress, or other major offices. How about you? How often do you vote for school board members? The options are never, rarely, sometimes, always?
Never. I honestly haven't heard anything about it.
Okay, thank you. Again, I'm really thankful that you're helping us out with this. Now, which one or two?
Sorry, hold on a second.
That's okay.
Sorry.
No, I understand. Okay, so the next question is, which one or two pieces of information, you know, make you most favorable about public charter schools? Is it that public charter schools, number one, enroll children of all skill levels and backgrounds? Two, are free and open to all children? And then it continues, are managed independently from local school districts? Encourage more parent input and involvement? Support different learning styles? Give quality options to families who would not otherwise have them? Are smaller schools that offer more individualized attention? Which ones do you can choose one or two? I can read them again if you like.
Yes, please.
Okay. Do you want me to read the question again also, or just the I can read all.
Just the options.
Okay. Enroll children of all skill levels and backgrounds? Are free and open to all children? Are managed independently from local school districts? Encourage more input and involvement? Support different learning styles? Give quality options to families who would not otherwise have them? Are smaller schools that offer individualized attention? Or none of these?
I like that they encourage more, interaction
more
and involvement.
Okay, more parent input and involvement, okay. Any other one?
Yeah. And I liked that they're smaller and offer more individualized help.
Attention.
Yeah.
Okay, I selected those two for you. Now, moving on, how would you rate the opportunities for high-paying jobs for someone without a college degree in the greater Stockton area? Four, not so good, good, excellent?
Poor.
Okay. Next. We're almost done, okay?
Okay.
Next, please listen to a proposal that is being considered here in San Joaquin County. The proposal is to create an early college high school program. This program provides high school students free college credits and career-focused pathways. These students would graduate high school with an associate's degree from college, have paid meaningful internships, and be ready for jobs or for further college education. Do you support or oppose this proposal? Now, if you... go ahead.
Oh, sorry. You can continue.
No. Do you support or oppose?
Oh, I support.
Support. Now, do you somewhat support or strongly support?
Strongly.
Got it. Now, which of the following is the reason you most support this proposal? The followings are technical certifications to qualify for a job, greater career options, receiving college credits, receiving college credits while in high school, excuse me. Sorry, I'm losing my voice there. The next one is reducing the money spent on the college education. And then paid internships.
I like that they can earn, they spend less money on college and the earning college credits while in high school.
Okay. Now, from which one or two of the following of any do you get most of your news about national and local issues? You got that from network TV, news, or cable TV? National network TV, news, or cable TV? The next option is local radio stations such as 19 National Public Radio, social media, regional newspapers such as the Sacramento Bee or San Francisco Chronicle, local newspapers such as the Stockton Record, local TV news, local blogs or websites such as the 209times.com, Univision, Telemundo, or Spanish language radio, or none of these?
It's mostly social media and then the news channels. What is KCRA?
KCRA? Like National Network TV?
Yeah.
On national network TV news or cable TV?
Yeah.
Or local TV news?
It's the national one.
Okay. Network TV news?
Yeah.
Okay, so I selected those two for you. Now, I just have a few more questions for statistical purposes only. Are you currently employed, a student, a stay-at-home parent, retired, or unemployed and looking for work?
I'm both employed and a student.
Okay.
So either works, I guess, if you can only pick one.
Right. Which one should I pick, employed or a student? What do you think?
Probably a student. I'll prioritize that before a job.
Okay. And politics today, are you registered to vote as a Democrat, a Republican, independent, or something else?
I'm registered to vote as a Democrat.
Democrat, okay. Now, are you a lean Democrat, a not-so-strong Democrat, a strong Democrat?
Sorry, what was the first one?
Lean Democrat, not-so-strong Democrat, strong Democrat.
I would say not so strong. I have other opinions that I don't agree with. So, yeah, not so strong.
Okay, not so strong. Now, how would you describe your economic circumstances? Well-to-do, upper middle class, working class, low income?
Probably working class.
Working class, okay. Now, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I really appreciate it. You were great.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it, okay?
Okay. Bye.
You have a good night, okay? Bye-bye, Sochi. De este gracias.